A blizzard warning goes into effect tomorrow for the entire Massachusetts coastline, along with a winter storm warning for the rest of our region. A nor'easter will move in overnight and could bring 2 feet of snow and strong winds. Let's get the latest forecast from WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rupa.
Okay, so we have a cloudy day in the 30s today. The storm moves in overnight. When do you expect the snow to start falling?
I think by the time we're arriving about 24 hours from now, there'll be snow flying around the area. We'll probably have a coating to an inch down, and the snow will just continue to ramp up throughout the day or throughout the morning tomorrow. And as we get through the day on Saturday, the snow will get heavier. I think it's really going to start coming down mid-morning. So probably between about 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock, we'll start to see some of those intense snowfall rates. You're not going to want to be on the roadways.
And when do you think the winds will become a big factor?
Winds tomorrow will be mostly a factor late morning through the early evening hours, and the winds are going to be strongest right along the coastline, so from Cape Cod up through southeastern Massachusetts into the city of Boston and also the North Shore. That's why that blizzard warning is issued right along the coastline within, maybe 5 or 10 miles of the coast. As you get west of there, it's still going to be windy. The snow's going to blow around. We'll see drifting, but it won't be as strong. Winds will be generally on the order of 30 to 45 miles an hour over inland areas, whereas they'll be up to 55 to 60 miles an hour right at the water.
Yeah. Speaking of that blizzard warning, can you remind us kind of what it goes into the definition of a blizzard?
Absolutely. So a blizzard is a visibility warning, and the visibility must be a quarter mile or less for 3 hours in a row due to snow and blowing snow. So we could have fog. That's not a blizzard. So let me say it again. Visibility has to be a quarter mile or less for 3 hours in a row due to snow and blowing snow, as well as winds of 35 miles an hour in gusts or frequent gusts occurring across an area.
Okay. How much should we be concerned about flooding?
You know, flooding, I was looking at some charts here this morning in terms of like Boston Harbor. One of the, I think, positive things about this is that the height of the storm is probably going to occur about low tide. That's number one. And winds are going to be a little more northerly than northeasterly, which is typically what we see during these events. We typically have a northeasterly or even easterly wind, so that piles the water up. We're going to see flooding, but right now it's projected to be in the minor range, not getting into moderate or severe. The storm's also moving pretty quickly, so we're not going to have successive high tides like we did in some of our bigger storms. Blizzard 78, of course, a lot of people will remember who are old enough to remember it, but that was successive high tides. This is not going to be that kind of situation at all.
And then when does it all move out?
I think the final flakes are down by midnight to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, but most of the snow will fall between about 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. It'll continue after 7 p.m. tomorrow evening, but again, the heaviest bands will be out of here by 7 o'clock. I think Sunday is going to be a big cleanup day because we're seeing such high totals forecasted.
What are you thinking about for total accumulations? We're seeing some major numbers here. Can you straighten us out?
Yeah, you know, I was putting together the map and thinking that this is one of the higher snowfall maps, if not the highest I've ever made. So I've got Boston in an 18 to 28 inch range, and that goes all the way up to southern portions of coastal Maine, back through about the 128-495 belt. You don't get into that in Worcester. It's really 12 to 18 in Worcester, and then all of the southern communities south of Boston are in an 18 to 28 inch zone. I did put the fact that we could go over that, so it's not going to surprise me in some of these localized bands if we see 30 inch amounts or plus. Someone could get 3 feet out of this. It's not out of the question. I don't think that's going to be widespread, but what we're going to see in this are these heavy bands of snow, possible thunder, and possibly snowfall rates of 3 to 4 or higher rates per hour. When you get 2 hours of 4 inches of snow, that's 8 inches right there. That's really hard to predict exactly where those bands are going to occur.
Wow. Okay. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks so much for the update.
You're welcome.